journal entry for services done for IT to P&Z, correct? And it also leaves the transfer station phone or administrative fees. And check number, was it 465?
533.
533. No, we denied that one.
It leaves
512.
512.
Yep.
Clear as mud.
I'm sure I got that out of order, sorry.
Okay. So we left the P&Z.
P&Z.
And the transfer station.
Administrative. And then the check that Mike needs to vote on. Mike and I need to vote on.
Okay. Approve of previous meeting minutes.
Did you see anything on those?
I did not.
Move to approve regular session minutes for November 8th, 2021, and executive session minutes for November 8th, 2021.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning, first set of court orders I have is erroneous assessments, and it's abatement numbers 209247, 210833, 212160 through 212164.
These are all erroneous, you said?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions on this one?
Let me check one here just a minute. There's one other question. No, I'm okay.
Labels Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A dated, say 16th?
16.
11/16/21.
Second.
It's almost Christmas time.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's almost
Thanksgiving.
Almost
I call the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
The next set of abatements I have is clerical errors. And those are abatement numbers 211075. 211076, 211185.
So you moved the garage on that one and the other one was reclassified?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You moved the garage from one property to the other parcel?
Yes.
And then the other is a reclassification?
Yes, sir.
How do you call the other a reclassification?
It was classified as a...
assuming commercial.
Commercial. It was classified as residential and agriculture, and it was reclassified as commercial.
So it's 100% commercial now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you do that at this point in time and not
was
send
this,
out
I'm sorry.
This here was a BOE decision, and it was just one that was it's a clerical error, so they had placed it at the 2575 and it should have been at the 100% because they have a separate property that is 2575.
So
from what was explained to me.
Okay. So it's a BOE decision and the calculation was just wrong. So we correct that. But if it's 100% commercial, what index? Does it have the commercial index put on it?
That is a question for the assessor's office.
Was you may not know this, was this property specifically brought up, or did it fall in a order in a motion that was?
I do not know if it was specific.
Because we're if it's residential to commercial, okay, but from ag to commercial, that's my concern. Is that because there's a lot of property out there that's probably non-developed that's still ag and not necessarily assessed as commercial. Is that a fair and accurate statement?
Okay. It was never ag, was it? It was residential.
It did have a part of it as says old res, old ag, old commercial.
It had old ag.
And the residential and the ag was completely taken off of it. And there was no more, and commercial was not added.
Yeah.
It was ag? No, it's commercial. I believe if you look at it here, here's where it shows the old res, old ag, and old commercial. The new commercial is the same price as the old commercial, and they just removed the ag and the...
They just removed it. They didn't add. Okay.
Right. They removed the residential and the ag, left the commercial the same.
The commercial the same?
Okay, well, we're saying ag. Where are you seeing it was ever ag?
Old res, old ag, old commercial.
I believe this was part of the mistake.
Yes.
From the Foxtrot on that. There was never an ag. If you go back to all the past bills, it was res.
I'm going off of this paperwork that was given. That's all I can do.
Yeah, I understand.
That's the reason why it's being taken off of it. There's no, the commercial is not being added to it. It's just having res and the agriculture taken off of this.
So it's 100% commercial now?
Yes.
So with it being 100% commercial, does it have the commercial index?
That's a question for the assessor's office.
Okay.
I don't deal with indexes.
I understand. Do we want to have the assessor's office come down?
No, because if...
Here's your property card. It's res index. The motion of the BOE was to use commercial index on the commercial property. Is that correct?
Yes, it was.
But by approving this or not approving it doesn't change that. It still gets rid of the residential and the ag and makes it commercial, and then it's up to them to index it correctly. Is that correct? We don't change the index here.
No, we approve the abatement or do not approve it.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But that still doesn't change the index.
It changes the value that we're proving, and to the taxpayer.
I think it only. I'm asking.
I do not know how that works.
By us approving this abatement for clerical error, or denying it either way, but assuming we approve it, that just gets rid of the residential and ag, and leaves the commercial where it's supposed to be.
Yes.
As far as the assessor doing the proper index, we don't have anything to do with that through this abatement process, do we?
I was told we do.
But that's not what's presented to us as information in this.
Yeah.
So whenever we approve these exhibits, we have to go off of this. We can't necessarily introduce.
Whenever abatement is presented to me, I always have I check them and see the reason for it if we don't have all the information. And in past, we have found out that's one helping the other to make sure that we get the customer the correct tax bill. And in past, we've had where the assessor, they've said, oh, I didn't mean to abate that one. It was this other one. And so it's corrected before for the taxpayer.
But we don't have anything to do with changing the index, do we? We just have, whenever we say that it goes to the commercial, it should automatically be the proper commercial index. So,
if we're going by the order of the BOE,
mm-hmm.
if we're going by the order of the BOE, it specifically said it's to be commercial index. That's in the motion.
Right.
But the property right now is setting with residential, ag, and commercial.
So we need to drop off what the purpose of this is to drop off the residential and the ag.
Yes.
Make it all commercial. And then it's up to the assessor.
But the assessor can't change it. The assessor cannot change any of their books for 2021. They're closed. Only the commission can vote on and change that.
But we're not asking for an index change. We're asking for a... I'm asking again. I'm not trying to... I really am. This could be a two-step process.
It could be a two-step process.
And the first process is to get rid of this, and then they need to bring it back to us. But I don't know that we've ever done an abatement just to change the index.
Not that I can remember.
When you change the index by changing it from ag to residential or residential to commercial or commercial, so it should automatically do that by doing this. And we just hopefully this brings it to their attention that, hey, this is commercial and it needs to change the index.
Now, when we vote on this and then the county clerk is going to push that button and charge it straight to the collector, and this is what they're going to collect, a tax bill that is higher than it should be.
When you say higher, what's the index now? 2.5.
2.32 is a commercial index,
and there another 2.55.
2.58.
2.58.
Mm-hmm.
So do we clean it up ourselves by approving the abatement number and at the same time lowering? Do you want me to add to Exhibit A that by doing this, it sets the index at 2.232? And then we approve the exhibit A, B, and then that takes care of it?
Well, in order for that to work in the computer for the clerk, the figures have to be in there right. And for us to just say that...
But we're ordering it by approving this, it's a court order to do it.
Which means that it would have to go through... I'll have to approve this, and then the assessor will have to reset the...
After we order to do it, right?
Yeah, because they can't do anything with it right now because it's held in the system. Nothing can...